This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Brishus Rabbi Klein, the Rosh of the Agra de Pirka Network. I have the schuss to be teaching for Agra de Pirka for Kamat 10 years already, in 12 years. And it's a great honor and privilege to be able to, for this morning, relocate to Brooklyn. Give shkach to my good friend Reb Chaim Fuhrer for arranging today. And Brishus Avi Meiri. I'd like to share with you this morning, for the occasion of Parsha Shlach. We know the Meraglim come into Eretz Yisrael, and the Rebbe Shalom said it's a very good land. And we know Eretz Yisrael is Artzeinu HaKadosha, and the Meraglim seem to have had a great Yerida coming into Eretz Yisrael, which is a phenomenon that we encounter really throughout history, where for many people they go into Eretz Yisrael and they have a great Aliyah and a great elevation, and they grow in Torah and Ruchnias. And sometimes it could happen, somebody goes to Eretz Yisrael and it seems that it has the opposite effect. So we'll try to explain a little bit this phenomenon and to get an understanding about the unique Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps we could put it into contemporary terms. We know there's this little strip of land on the border of Eretz Yisrael that has seemed to be a thorn in the side of Klal Yisrael throughout history, known as Gaza. And going back from the beginning of time to Avram Avinu, to Yitzchak Avinu, whether it's in this century, it's a piece of land that's always moving back and forth, back and forth. We conquer it, we make it beautiful, we build yeshivas there, we make greeneries there, then we disengage from the land. So how do we understand this, the quality on a spiritual level of this area of land that we know as Gaza? So I want to begin by asking a number of questions on different areas of Eretz Yisrael and then presenting a tremendous yisoid that's found in many Svarim. Let's begin with the davening that Friday night of Leil Shabbos. We say in Maariv, Friday night, Ufroi Solenu Sukkah Shleimecha, which we say all the time, Baruch Ata Hashem HaPoireis Sukkah Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Amo Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim. We talk about Yerushalayim Friday night. Yerushalayim Andachar Shmei. We're not in Yerushalayim, we're in Flatbush. We still say V'al Yerushalayim. We don't say V'al Yerushalayim any other night of the week, so why mention it Davka Leil Shabbos? Yerushalayim is beautiful, but what's the connection between Yerushalayim and the Maariv of Leil Shabbos? Moreover, we know that for already 450 years, Kimad, all of Klal Yisrael's Mekabel Shabbos with the Piyut, which was written by Rav Shlomo Malkavitz. L'chadoidi, we all say L'chadoidi, that's the way we're Mekabel Shabbos. And if you actually focus on the words, you'll notice that the majority of L'chadoidi is not about Shabbos at all. L'chadoidi is primarily about Yerushalayim. Why are we speaking about Yerushalayim, Leil Shabbos? Shalom has nothing to do with Shabbos. Most of the stanzas, as soon as we get to the fourth stanza, Mikdash Melech, Ir Melucha, Mikdash Melech, Sanctuary of the King, Ir Melucha, Kingly City. Which city does this refer to? This refers to Yerushalayim. We're davening. Kumi Tzim Itoicha Hafecha. Why reference Yerushalayim Leil Shabbos? What does Yerushalayim have anything to do with Kabbalah Shabbos? Hisnari may offer Kumi. Shake yourself off from the dust. Who are we talking to? We're talking to the city of Yerushalayim. Lo yisei voishi v'lo yisei kami. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. This refers to Yerushalayim. Why talk about Yerushalayim Leil Shabbos? What does Yerushalayim have to do with Shabbos Kodesh? That's one ha'ara. Ha'ara number two. Avraham Avinu has three buddies. Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre. If I were to ask you, which one was on the highest madrega? We don't really know. We don't have too much information about Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre. But we should be able to apply the usual principle that whoever's listed first is presumably the greatest. So you would think of Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, you would think it's Aner. In fact, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, by the Benoist Slavchad, sometimes it says one daughter first, sometimes it says another. The Gemara asks it as a stira, and the Gemara answers, Malamid Shishkulenheim. But that means if you don't have the other pasuk, if you only have one pasuk and it lists in a certain order, the Gemara usually takes that as evidence that the one listed first is the greatest. So one would expect if Otherwise, you look in Parshas Lech Lecha, Biladai, Rak Asher Ochla Anam V'chel Kvanoshim, number 5, Asher Holchu Iti, Oner Eshkol U'mamre, with no other evidence, we probably could assume Oner was the greatest of the three. And yet, of all three, which one gave Avram Avinu the Eitzah to do Bris Milah? It was Mamre. Why Mamre? The Medrash says, Oner sells you. Are you out of your mind? You're going to do a Bris Milah? You're 100 years old. You can't. It's a dangerous procedure. Nowadays in a hospital, if somebody's 100 years old, they're not touching them. So Oner says, what kind of Eitzah is this? You can't do the Milah. Eshkol says, you can't do the Milah. What are your friends going to think about you? What are your associates going to think about you? Mamre is the only one who gives Avraham the Eitzah to do the Milah. So why is he listed last? Shouldn't he be listed first of all the friends of Avraham Avinu? I want to share with you a small passage of the Chesed Li'Avram. Chesed Li'Avram was the great-grandfather of Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai, the Chida, one of my favorite all-time Gedolim. In fact, the Chida always refers to the Chesed Li'Avram as his grandfather. So someone once asked the Chida, you can't take credit that the Chesed Li'Avram is your grandfather, he was your great-grandfather. So the Chida wrote a tshuva explaining how he's allowed to call the Chesed Li'Avram his grandfather, even though he was his great-grandfather. So the Chesed Li'Avram writes a very interesting comment about the Kedusha of the city of Tzfas. If you look at number 8, this is the Chesed Li'Avram, Rav Avram Azulai. This is his most notable sefer. He says the Mispar Katan of the word Tzfas is 21, Im HaKoylel 22. Tzfas is Keneged, the 22 Oisiyos of the Aleph Beis, says the Chesed Li'Avram. Ein ear that Tzfas is muchenes umezumenes lahasig ba soid oimka shel Taira. Tzfas is predisposed. It has strong leanings to be able to perceive the secrets of the Torah. In other words, if you want to plumb the depths of the Torah Akdosha, you need to move to the city of Tzfas. That city is mesugal to understand the secrets of the Torah. Ve'ein avir zach b'chol eretz Yisrael ka'avir Tzfas. That, I think we're all makir. There's no air in all of the land of Israel as clear, as pristine as the city of Tzfas. And he brings a number of other gematrias, and he says, if somebody passes away in the city of Tzfas, their soul goes straight to Gan Eden. Bottom line is, says the Chesed Li'Avram, if you want to understand the secrets of the Torah, you should go to the city of Tzfas. It is the most mesugal city in all of Eretz Yisrael to be able to understand the Torah. Surprisingly, Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas quotes this passage of Chesed Li'Avram, and he dismisses it. He says, Chas v'shalom, that you could take these words literally, that Tzfas has any adifos to Yerushalayim? Can it be that a city has more Kedusha than Yerushalayim? Then it should come out that if you encounter the city of Tzfas, you should rise Kriya. And then when you hit Yerushalayim, you don't have to rise Kriya. And we say just the opposite. If you hit Tzfas, you don't tear. When you get to Yerushalayim, you tear. So says the Chassam Sofer, it must be the Chesed Li'Avram means that it's the holiest city except for Yerushalayim. But heaven forbid that Tzfas has more Kedusha than the city of Yerushalayim in any fashion, in any way whatsoever. So perhaps we can offer some kind of understanding in the literal meaning of the words of the Chesed Li'Avram. Let's talk about another city in Eretz Yisrael, or maybe not in Eretz Yisrael. And this is a city that appears many times in Sefer Yehoshua, not to be confused with an exit going up to the Catskill Mountains, and that is the city of Goshen. If you look in number 10, Perek Yehoshua, Perek Yud, Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vayakim Yehoshua Mikalish Brenea V'Yaraza, Ve'ez Kol Eretz Goshen. Yehoshua conquered the city of Goshen. Now, presumably, if he's conquering the city of Goshen, then Goshen is Me'arei Yisrael. Furthermore, Perek Yud Aleph, Vayikach Yehoshua's Kol Eretz Hazois, Ahar, that's Kol HaNegev, Ve'ez kol eretz ha-goyshen, Yeshua conquers, again, the city of Goyshen. And then in Perek Tezvav, ve'goyshen ve'choyloin ve'giloy orim achas esu v'chasrayan. So Goyshen is me'orei Yehuda. Says Radak, Eretz Goyshen, Ein ze shel Mitzrayim. Don't confuse this Goyshen with the Goyshen of Mitzrayim. They're two Goyshens. There's Goyshen where Klal Yisrael resided in Mitzrayim, and then there's a city of Goyshen, Me'orei Yehuda. But then the Radak brings the Medrash. And the Radak says, actually, this is the Goyshen of Eretz Mitzrayim. There was a land, a city of Goyshen in Mitzrayim. It was, so to speak, it jutted out of Egypt and it was Nivla into Eretz Yisrael. So it's part of Eretz Yisrael. However, it's absorbed into Mitzrayim. So it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's Me'orei Yehuda, but it's in, absorbed and surrounded by the cities of Mitzrayim. So it could be considered B'Mitzrayim, and it could also be considered Me'orei Yehuda. But that's a very interesting status. The city of Goyshen has an unusual status, namely, it's surrounded by Mitzrayim, but it's Me'orei Yisrael. Now I'm going to talk about one more city. We spoke about Yerushalayim, we spoke about Chevron, we spoke about Tzfas, we spoke about Goyshen. Let's speak about Aza for a few minutes. I just want to read to you simple Rishonim. We're going to start with the Rashbam. This Rashbam, I believe, is one of the most frightening comments that any of the Rishonim ever made. The Rashbam is found in Parshas Vayira. You don't have it on the sheet. Achar hadvarim ha'ela v'aleikim nisas Abraham. After these words, and in Vansham, we translate it, Hashem tested Abraham. We learned the Akedah was a test, the final and ultimate Nisayan of Avraham Avinu. Asara nisyonos nisa Avraham Avinu. Rashi's bothered by Akasha, what's Achar Hadvarim Ha'ila? It implies that after something that just happened, now and only now, the Yivan Shalom tested Abraham. So Rashi says that the Akedah comes in the aftermath of a conversation of Yishmael and Yitzchak. Yishmael says to Yitzchak, Yitzchak, you think you're a big shot, that the Yivan Shalom told you to do Mila and you did Mila at 8 days old. I did Mila at 13 years old. I'm a greater Moisar Nefesh than you are. Whereupon Yitzchak says to Yishmael, if the Ribbono Shel Olam would have told me to sacrifice my whole body to kill myself, I would do it. So I'm a bigger Moiser Nefesh than you are. So after this conversation, Achar Hadvar Ma'ila, Sotakov Alekim Nisos Abraham. So I always think, you know, the Achronim ask, why is the Akedah test for Abraham? Not a test for Abraham. Abraham does the Maisa, and then he goes home and he eats lunch. It's a test for Yitzchak. She'achar dormelo, kim nisas Yitzchak. No, it's not a test for Yitzchak. How's it a test for Yitzchak? Yitzchak just took a neder. He said, if the Almighty would tell me to sacrifice myself, I would do it. So he said he would do it. It's not a nisayon. When you make it, it's a neder. He's chayiv to do it. He took it upon himself. But Avraham Avinu never took it upon himself, so it's like kim nisas Avraham. That's how Rashi learns. The problem that other Rishonim have with Rashi is that Velekim Nisas Avraham is not in the immediate aftermath of the conversation of Yitzchak and Yishmael. Yitzchak and Yishmael's Mila was a perek before. In the interim, interposing between the conversation of Yitzchak and Yishmael is the episode of Avraham Avinu getting together with Avimelech Melech Plishtim. So it's not really Achar Hadvarim Ha'ila. So the Rashbam disagrees with his grandfather. By the way, the Rashbam writes in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, he had a conversation with his grandfather. He says, Rashi, Zayda, do me a favor. I would like you to write a Perush on Chumash al pi Oimek Hapshat. So you say, what else is Rashi doing? That Rashi writes, you know, the catchphrase of Rashi. What's Rashi's objective? Rashi writes, Parak Gimel, Pasuk Ches, Va'ani Laibasi Ela L'Pshuta Shel Mikra. Rashi's not a darshan. Rashi's giving Pshuta Shel Mikra. So what did the Rashbam want Rashi to write? The answer is, Rashbam wanted Rashi to write Oimek HaPshat. Oimek HaPshat is different than Pshat. It's even more literal. It's even more elementary. By the way, the Ben La'ashri understands that what the Rashbam wanted Rashi to write was to write a pirush on Chumash based on current events. That's how the Ben Lashri interprets what the Rashbam's challenge to Rashi is. It doesn't seem to be that that's what the Rashbam wanted Rashi, but that's one way of looking at it. So Rashbam therefore disagrees with Rashi. The Rashbam learns that Nisa does not mean a test. Nisa means to chepa, to afflict, to hurt, to pain, to aggrieve, that the Ribbono Shel Olam tortured Avraham Avinu. V'alekim nisas Avraham. Achar hadvarim ha'ela. And I'm going to read to you the words of the Rashbam. Says the Rashbam, Hashem says, Avraham, I just told you Eretz Yisrael belongs to you. If it belongs to you, you have no right to curry favor with the king of the Philistines. You have no right to give him sheep. You have no right to make peace treaties. Here is the way I want you to deal with others in Eretz Yisrael. Lo yisachaya kol neshama. You have no right to give it away. Achar hadvar ma'ela. You make a peace treaty with Avimelech that you could be peaceful with him and his children and his grandchildren. Go take your son and slaughter him. Achar hadvar ma'ela. V'alekim nisa es Avraham. You have no right not to give away. You have no right to be peaceful with anyone else in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, says Rashbam, Mishkan Shiloh, Mishkan Gilgal, first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash, and all Jewish tragedy came about as a result that Avraham Avinu made a treaty with the Philistines. This is Rashbam. Why? Shaharei Eretz Plishtim Bechlal Gvul Yisrael. Gaza is part of Israel. That's Rashbam. What does Rashi say about that? There are two Rashis, just simple Rashis. We've all seen these Rashis. Rashi seems to contradict himself. Parshas Toldos, Vahirav Va'aretz, Melvad HaRav HaRishon Shehu B'mei Avraham. Now there's a famine time of Yitzchak. Vayelech Yitzchak El Avimelech Melech Plishtim Gerora. Yitzchak goes to Gaza. So the simple reading of the pasuk is Yitzchak goes to Gaza. God says, "Don't go to Mitzrayim. Stay in Eretz Yisrael." Says Rashi. This is a raya. Pasuk Rashi in Chumash. Al teirid Mitzrayim. Shehiyadai teiluvad this Mitzrayim. Amar loy al teirid Mitzrayim. Shata oilo tmima ein chutzul Eretz kedailach. So Rashi is saying beferish, Gaza is part of Eretz Yisrael. Few psukim later, Vayizra Yitzchak ba'aretz hahi. Remember this pasuk? Yitzchak planted in that land. Vayimtza bashana hahi mea sha'arim. Yitzchak was very successful. Vayivarchei Hashem. Says Rashi, ba'aretz hahi in that land. Af al pi she'eino chashuva ke'aretz Yisrael atzma. Even though Gaza is not considered like Eretz Yisrael itself, Ke'eretz Shiva Goyim. So what's going on? Rashi, a few psukim earlier, said that Yitzchak was in Gaza, and Hashem said, "Don't leave." Ein chutzla Eretz kedai lecha. And then a few psukim later, Rashi says Yitzchak was successful in that land, even though it's not Ke'eretz Yisrael atzma, Ke'eretz Shiva Goyim. Comes Rabbi Yom Mizrahi. And Mizrahi says there's no steer at all. Gaza is Eretz Yisrael. But it's not Eretz Yisrael Atzma. What does that mean? There are two levels of Kedushas Haaretz. There's the Eretz Yisrael that we conquered from the Shiva Goyim. And that's Iker Eretz Yisrael. And then there's Eretz Yisrael that the Oilei Mitzrayim conquered from other nations. Now, Gaza is not one of the Shiva Goyim. Gaza was from Chum, from Mitzrayim. So that's what Rashi means. It's not Chashuva ke'eretz Yisrael atzma. It's not like the Eretz Shiva Goyim. By the way, halacha l'maisa, is Gaza part of Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam seems to say no. And it seems to be mevuar in the first Mishnah on Gittin. You know, the borders of Eretz Yisrael. That means Ashkelon is already Chutz La'aretz. Gaza is more south than Ashkelon. And therefore the Maharik paskins in a tshuva, based on the Rambam and other sources, that Gaza is not part of Eretz Yisrael. What?
Did you mention the Kedushin?
Oile Bavel, the Marik says, L'chor did not conquer it. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva in the Marik Tziyah, and he says, the Rambam's only talking about Hilchas Gittin. What do Hilchas Gittin have to do with Kedushas Arts? Hilchas Gittin are tali on whether B'ki and L'shma, or Eidin Mitzuy and L'kaimoy. The Rambam's not discussing Kedushas Aretz. Avad and Avada, Gaza was conquered by Oile Mitzrayim. And then Rabbi Yaakov Emden says another chiddush, that even though it wasn't conquered by Oile Bavel, but the Beis Chashmonai in the times of Chanukah conquered Gaza, and that's Bechlal Kibosheni, and therefore it's Avada Navada, at least Midrabanon like Eretz Yisrael, and possibly even Midaraisa, and L'chara, that's how we paskin. That seems to be how we paskin. The Radvaz also writes in the Tshuva that at least Midrabanon. So you see that, aside from the fact that historically it's moving back and forth, and I'm not here to talk politics, I'm here to speak halachically. It has a very, its halachic status vacillates, and it's unclear, and there's a certain degree of uncertainty, and this will be the basis for today's shiur, that the unique status of Kedushas Haaretz is intertwined with the halacha and the Torah that is connected to a specific area in Eretz Yisrael. So, with these questions, I want to ask you another 5 questions. That's how we're going to answer the first part of this year. I want to bring to your attention an episode in Sefer Yehoshua and a Gemara in Temura. So Yehoshua conquered many areas in Eretz Yisrael. He conquered how many Malachim? 31 Malachim. But Yehoshua had a particularly difficult time conquering one area. Vayal Misham, number 17, El Yoshvei Devir. He went up from there to the residence of Devir. Devir. By the way, says the Navi, Vishem Devir Lefanim. You know what Devir used to be called? Kiryas Sefer. Anyone here ever in Kiryas Sefer? You were. But you'll never be there again. Because they passed a law in Israel that you're not allowed to call it Kiryas Sefer anymore. Why? Because it's too far away from the biblical city. So there's a law in Israel that if you're too far away from the ancient biblical city, you can't call it that. So they changed Kiryas Sefer. It's now Modiin Elit. Okay, fine. But the name of Devir used to be Kiryat Sefer. Question number 1. Who cares what it used to be called? By the way, you know what Brooklyn used to be called?
Kings.
A colony, a British colony, right? We don't really care what it used to be called. Why does the Navi have to tell me what the name of the city used to be called? V'shem Devir. Next, Pasuk. Vayomer Kalev. Kalev said, Asher Yake es Kiryas Sefer. Whoever conquered Kiryas Sefer. Kalev, that's what it used to be called. That's not the name. So it's bad enough we have to give the name of what it used to be called. But now Kalev is going back in time and he's calling it, he's referring to it by the name that it used to be. It should say, Kalev said, whoever conquers Devir, not whoever conquers Kiryat Sefer. V'nosati loy es achsa biti l'isha. I will give over my daughter Achsa as a wife to the conqueror of Kiryat Sefer. Why is Kalev so sure that the conqueror of Kiryat Sefer would be an eligible bachar for his daughter? I mean, is that what he's looking for in a shidduch? A guy who could conquer an entire city? Does that mean he's the right match for his daughter? Why is he offering his daughter to anyone who conquers a city? If he would say, whoever memorizes Kol HaTorah Kula, I'll give it as to my daughter, maybe a farshteitzach, I could understand that. Why whoever conquers the city of Kiryat Sefer, I'll give them to my daughter. So the Pasuk says, Vayokudas Neil ben Kenazachi Kalev. Kalev's brother. You know, Kalev really lucked out. Who knows who could have conquered the city? His brother conquered the city. Vayitin lois achsa bitoi leisha. That's the story. Question number 1. Yeshua went into every single city in Eretz Yisrael and he wiped it out like nobody's business. There were very few casualties in the entire 14 years of Kivush V'Chiluk. Why did he have a hard time conquering Kiryat Sefer? Why? Why was it so hard? It wasn't a walled city. What was difficult in conquering Kiryat Sefer? Number 2, why is this the only city in Eretz Yisrael that the Navi says what the name used to be? Number 3, why does Kalev call it by the name it used to be? Comes the Gemara in Temura, and the Gemara in Temura says a completely different story. The Gemara says, no, no, what it says in the Navi, ignore that. Let me tell you what really happened. Yeshua ben Nun was hanging around Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to Yeshua, it's my last day. For today's shir, I'm not giving you any information. You ask me all the shilas that you have. So Yeshua says, I don't have any shilas. I've been, Hanar Yeshua ben Nun, loy mosh mitoicha oyal. I've been with you 24 hours a day. I have nothing to ask. So Chazal say that Moshe was upset with that. Yeshua shouldn't have said that, that I don't have any questions to ask. And because of that, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed on, 300 halachos were forgotten during the avilos of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Kalev, it was a problem. We lost 300 halachos. So Kalev said, you know what Kiryat Sefer means? Whoever reminds us of the 300 halachos that were forgotten during the morning of Moshe Rabbeinu, I will give him Achsa, my daughter, as a wife. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Kiryat Sefer means, the halachis. So asks the Sefer Arvei Nachal. Arvei Nachal was written by Rab David Ivshitz. Rab David Ivshitz is the author of Levushei Srad. If you open up any Shulchan Aruch, the commentary on the Magen Avram is Levushei Srad of Rab David Ivshitz, the Arvei Nachal. Asks Rab Pinchas Karitzer, asks the Devar Yecheskel. They all ask, the Gemara is Soyser, the Pshutai Shamikra. Pshutai Shamikra says that Kalev said, whoever conquers the city, I will give them Achsa, my daughter. And the Gemara says, no, scratch that. That's not what it means. It's a completely different story. What happened was, whoever reminds us of the 300 halachas that were forgotten during the Avelis of Moshe Rabbeinu. One more question. If you look at number 20, Vayishlochem Yehoshua Vayechol Amarav, Yeshua sends them out and he goes to ambush. Vayishvu Bein Beisel Uvein Ha'ai Miyam La'ai Vayolen Yehoshua Balayla Hahu B'toicha'am. Yehoshua dwelled and lodged among the people. Vayolen, he lodged among the people. Says the Gemara Megillah, what does it mean? Vayolen Lon Ba'oimka Shel Halacha. Yehoshua spent the night before the war delving into the depth of halacha. Lon b'toichayim koshel halacha. Now, if you had a general, would you want your general the night before the war learning a sugya of shas? You would expect the general the night before the war, he needs a good night's sleep. He needs to be strategizing. He needs to be scheming. He needs to be plotting. What is Yeshua learning the night before his war against the city of Ai? Says the Arvei Nachal, says the Pinchas Karitzer, says the Devar Yecheskel, says Rav Levi Yitzchak of Varditchev, this week's Parsha. Eretz Yisrael is different than any other land in the world. United States of America, when the Ribbono Shel Olam deems it the right time for Americans to conquer the land from the British, the time has come, and now the land belongs to the Americans. The land of Eretz Yisrael is inextricably bound with the Torah HaKadosha. Every city in Eretz Yisrael is connected to a different chelek of Torah. And the only way to conquer that city in Eretz Yisrael is you have to master the area and the mitzvah of Torah that corresponds to that region or that area. You master that chilek of Torah, and then automatically that area of Eretz Yisrael will fall to you by default. Because there is a concept that is introduced by a comment on the Sefer HaYetzirah, and it's brought in all the Svarim, that there's an idea called Ashan, Ayin Shin Nun. Olam Shana Nefesh. There is place, there is time, and there is person. There's a realm of place, there's a realm of time, and there's a corresponding individual. Let's give one example. There's a place, let's call that place Kodesh HaKadoshim. What time corresponds to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Yom HaKippurim. What person corresponds to Kodesh HaKadoshim and Yom HaKippurim? Kohen Gadol. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom HaKippur. Eretz Yisrael is a concentration of this concept. Each part of Eretz Yisrael corresponds to a different chelek of Torah. There are certain areas of Eretz Yisrael, by living there, by breathing the air, you will have an automatic connection to that particular chelek of Torah. And conversely, if you are distant from a certain chelik of Torah, it will be impossible or very difficult to have access and maintain control over that particular area of Eretz Yisrael. Now, says the Arvei Nachal, there was a city, the name of the city was Devir. But Lefanim doesn't mean in the past. Lefanim means in the Pnimius, in the internal circuitry, the internal mechanism of the city of Devir was Kiryas Sefer. Meaning, you know what part of the Torah corresponded to the city of Devir? The 300 halachos that were forgotten during the morning of Moshe Rabbeinu corresponded to the city of Devir. The reason they had such a hard time conquering the city of Devir is because the chelek of Torah that corresponded to Devir were the 300 halachos that were forgotten during the morning of Moshe Rabbeinu. The rest of Eretz Yisrael was easy to conquer because they reviewed and understood and maintained knowledge and havana of all of the Torah. But there was one chelek of Torah that they lost access to. Those were the 300 halachas forgotten during the morning of Moshe Rabbeinu, so they couldn't conquer the city of Devir. So Kalev said, whoever conquers the city of Devir, that's Pshuto Yishal Mikra. But the Gemara is not disagreeing with that, and the Gemara is not even changing that. The Gemara is giving you the deeper meaning. How would somebody go ahead and conquer the city of Devir? It means anyone who is able to restore and recover the 300 halachos that were forgotten during the Avelos of Moshe, he will be able to conquer the city of Devir. And sure enough, Asniel ben Kenaz restored those 300 halachos, and he was able to conquer the city of Devir. That's what Kalev meant. That's why Kalev was willing to give over to the conqueror, his daughter, not because he assumed this would be some kind of macho soldier, but he realized it would have to be a Talmud Chacham of great eminence. So this Yesod really gives us fertile ground, because we don't know which chelek of Torah corresponds to different areas of Eretz Yisrael. All we know is one thing, that there was a city, the name of the city was Devir, there were 300 halachos, and those 300 halachos corresponded to that little city. Which miktsaya of Torah corresponds to other cities in Eretz Yisrael? We don't know. But it's very fertile ground to make an attempt and to try to understand which chelek of Torah corresponds to which area in Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, I heard from the outside, Rav Moshe Wolfson was quoted. Rabbi Wolfson wrote an entire sefer on this subject, where he theorizes going through all the cities of Eretz Yisrael and which chelek of Torah corresponds to that particular city. I would like to share with you some of them and perhaps add one or two. Let us talk about the city of Chevron. City of Chevron. Avraham Avinu, throughout his sojourning in Eretz Yisrael, was in many locations. Bein Ha'ai, or Bein Avraham Avinu, is Aluza Banegit. He's going all over the place in Eretz Yisrael. He finally makes one stop. And this stop, he stops in Chevron. If you take a look, in number 42. Vayehal Avram Vayavai Vayeshev Beiloine Mamre Asher Bechevroin Vayiven Sham Mizbeach Lashem. Avram Avinu finally comes to Chevroin. What does Ribbono Shel Olam tell Avram Avinu in Chevroin? Ribbono Shel Olam tells Avram the following message. Vehifreisi oischa b'ma'oid ma'oid unisaticha l'goyim umelachim mimcha yetzeyu. Avraham, kings will come from you. That was a comment, that was a prophecy that Ribbono Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu in the context of the mitzvah of Bris Milah. In the context of the mitzvah of Bris Milah, Hashem told Avraham, kings will come from you. Now, from here we learn an amazing yesod in Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim that you could learn the whole Tanakh 100 times. You might not pick this up, but this is an amazing principle. And here the principle goes. Whenever the Ribbono Shel Olam tells a Navi prophecy, it will always come true in the city where the Ribbono Shel Olam told the Navi that Nevuah. It might not come true that day, might not come true in a year. Umelachim imcha yitzeo. Which Melachim is Ribbono Shel Olam referring to? David HaMelech. 837 years later, Ribbono Shel Olam tells Shmuel, we're going to have a new Melech Yisrael. David HaMelech is going to be coronated. And the Pesukim say, David HaMelech says, where should I go? Where should I go? David HaMelech was in Yerushalayim. Ribbono Shel Olam says, where should you go to be coronated? Go to Hebron! Why is David HaMelech leaving Yerushalayim to go to Hebron to be coronated? Furthermore, after the Bnei Yehuda coronate David HaMelech, the rest of Klal Yisrael wants to coronate David HaMelech. And David says, Ribbono Shel Olam, where should I go to be coronated by Kol Yisrael? And Ribbono Shel Olam says, go to Hebron! Why does he have to go to Hebron? What's wrong with Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is the capital. Why is David going to Hebron? The answer is because there's a principle of Nevuah. That if Ribbono Shel Olam communicates with a Navi in a certain city, and the stones are there, and the walls are there, and the trees are there, and they're hearing the Ribbono Shel Olam say these words to the Navi, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants those stones and those trees and those walls to see, even 1,000 years later, the fruition of that Nevuah. And that's a principle throughout Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And this is the principle discovered by the Sefer Nefla'is Mitayras Hashem. He says you could take it to the bank throughout Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Okay? So, Hebron is the city of Melachim, kings. Why is Ribbono Shel Olam telling Avram Avinu that kings are going to come from him in the context of the mitzvah of Bris Milah? The Zohar says, two people in Chumash, in Tar Nevi'im and Ksuvim, were given melucha, were given royalty. Yosef HaTzadik and Boaz. When was Yosef given melucha? Yosef was given melucha when he was tempted by Eshes Potiphar. And it was a very difficult temptation. And Chazal described very graphically and very vividly what Yosef had to overcome. But when Yosef overcame that temptation, Hashem bestowed Malchus on Yosef. At Tzadik, the Zohar says, because he was Shomer Bris Milah. Boaz, Rus was lying there. Balayla. Chazal say, Vayilafes, Boaz had to overcome the temptation. Hashem said, you were Shomer Milah, Melachim will come from you. So the mitzvah of Milah, one is Zoyche to Malchus. So therefore, in Hebron, where the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Avram the mitzvah of Milah, Hashem makes sure to say, by the way, U'melachim imecha yetzeyu, kings are going to come from you. Hebron is a city of kings. When Avshalom wanted to usurp the Melucha, he made sure to go to Hebron. You can't have a real king if you're not in Hebron. Hebron is a city of Malchus. By the way, when Avram Avinu bought the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, it says, Vayakam Sedei Ephron. What does Rashi say? Tekuma HaYisalai. It had an elevation because it was elevated from the hand of a Hedyot and it entered the hand of a Melech. Rashi doesn't say the hand of a tzaddik, the hand of a Baal Chesed. Why is Avram Avinu all of a sudden being called a Melech? Because in Hebron, that's the city of Malchus. Avram Avinu comes to Hebron. What do the people tell him? Nesi Elokim ata b'sechen, you're a Melech. Hebron is the city of Malchus. Hebron is the city of Bris Milah. What chelek of Torah corresponds to Hebron? The mitzvah of Bris Milah. If you live in Hebron, you have an appreciation for the mitzvah Bris Milah. Oner was not a resident of Hebron. Eshkol was not a resident of Hebron. Mamre was a resident of Hebron. So Mamre appreciated Bris Milah. So Mamre could give the Eitzah to Avraham Avinu about the Milah. He wasn't greater than Oner. He wasn't greater than Eshkol. He had a deeper appreciation for this mitzvah because of the location in Eretz Yisrael that he lived. Can we suggest then that the Chesed Avram is meant very literally? There is no city in Eretz Yisrael that is more predisposed to understanding the secrets of the Torah than the city of Tzfas. And the Chassam Sofer asks, that's heretical. How could you say that any city in Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha than the city of Yerushalayim? The answer is the Chesed Avram is not saying Tzfas has more Kedusha than Yerushalayim. The same way that Mamre was able to be Miyayitz Avram Avinu about Bris Milah, Not because he was greater than Aner, not because he was greater than Eshkol, because of where he lived, because the city of Hebron corresponds to the mitzvah of Milah, and if you live in Hebron, you have a deeper appreciation for the mitzvah of Milah. Chesed Avram is being megale, that the city of Tzfas is more conducive to understand and plumb and appreciate the depths of Kabbalah than any other city, and therefore those who live there have a certain advantage over anywhere else. That's like saying, you know, what's a more important part of the body? The heart or the eyes? The heart. The heart is more important. Oh, so if the heart is more important, then if the eyes could see, then the heart, kal v'chomer, could see. No. Just because the heart is more important, it doesn't mean it necessarily has every particular quality of every other organ. There might be certain specific qualities that another organ has that the heart does not have. It's the same thing with Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is the heart, is the Lev Haaretz, is Kihi Beis Chayenu. It doesn't necessarily mean that every advantage of other cities and Mekomos in Eretz Yisrael are shared by Yerushalayim. Let's talk about one or two more cities. Let's talk about the city of Beis Lachem. Who's buried in Beis Lachem? Rachel Imenu. What is the koyach of Rachel Imenu? The Rebbe Shem tells Rachel Imenu, Yesh tikva la'acharisech nom Hashem v'shavu vanim l'gvulam. The koyach of Rachel Imenu is she heralds Klal Yisrael and gathers them back to Eretz Yisrael. That's the koyach of Rachel. Somehow, the power of the city of Beis Lechem and Rachel Imenu is that it brings Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. Which mitzvah in the Torah is the mitzvah that summons Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael, back to their ancestral land? That's the mitzvah of Yovel. V'shavu ish alachuzasai. B'shnas ha-yovel hazois, tashuvu ish alachuzasai. By the way, who was born in Beis Lechem? Al Yad ben Yishai Beis Halachmi. David HaMelech is born in Beis Lachem. Mashiach is born in Beis Lachem. What is the, you know, if somebody claimed to be Mashiach, how do you know? Yeah, no, what is the characteristic one has to have if they are Mashiach? They have a card, they have a business card, I am Mashiach. So the Rambam says, very simple. If the person builds the Beis HaMikdash and is Mekabetz Nidche Yisrael, if he brings Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael, that's the ingredient, that's what it takes. Which mitzvah, which Chelek Em Torah corresponds to Beis Lechem? It's the mitzvah of Yovel. The mitzvah of Yovel. In fact, Yovel, says Rabbi Wolfson, is Rashi Tevois, Beis Lechem Yehuda. Yovel is Rashi Tevois. Beis Lechem Yehuda. And therefore Rachel Imenu, who announces V'shavu Banim L'Gvulam, she has to be buried in Beis Lechem Yehuda. And Mashiach, who the Rambam says will be Mekabetz Nidche Yisrael, is born in Beis Lechem Yehuda. And even the Umos HaOlam, when they want to mimic their Mashiach, they have to make the claim that he's born in Beis Lechem Yehuda. And Yovel is which year? The 50th year. So what day of the calendar corresponds to Yovel? The 50th day of Sfira. The 50th day of Sfira. What carbon do you bring on the 50th day of Sfira? Shtei Lechem. Beis Lechem. Beis Lechem. The 50th day of Yovel is Shavuos, the birthday of the Mekabetz Nidche Amo Yisrael. And who brought this all about? Nami. Nami is Rashi Tevois. Mekabetz Nidche Amo Yisrael. That's the city of Beis Lechem. That is the mitzvah that corresponds to the city of Beis Lechem. How about Yerushalayim? What mitzvah corresponds to Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is Shabbos. The mitzvah of Yerushalayim is the mitzvah of Shabbos. You can't have Yerushalayim without Shmir Shabbos. So Friday night, when we talk about Shabbos, it's always interspersed with references to Yerushalayim. On Tuesday night, you're not talking about Yerushalayim. But Friday night, it's HaPoireis Sukkah Hashem Aleinu, V'Hakalam Yisrael, V'Al Yerushalayim. The whole Lichadoidi is all about not Shabbos Yerushalayim, because what Yerushalayim is in Makoyim, Shabbos is in Zman. Let's talk about Goshen for a moment. What's the city of Goshen? So how many letters are in the Aseret HaDibros? 620 letters. Kesar. 613 letters. For the first 613 letters of the Aseret HaDibros, the Baal HaTurim says, Asher L'Reyacha is seven letters, corresponding to the seven mitzvos d'Rabbanan. In fact, the Chasam Sofer says, Asher L'Reyacha is a Rashi Tevois for the Zayin mitzvos d'Rabbanan. Aleph is Avelos. Chasam Sofer says, the Shin is Simcha of Shever Brachos. The Reish is Rechitza, Netilas Yadayim. Lamed is Pas Akum, Lechem. Reish is Reshuyos, Eruv Chatzeres, Shutufei Muvois. Ayin is Amalek, Mikra Megillah. And Chaf Ar is Kaihanim, the Nes of Chanukah. Ashel Reyacha, that's a Chasam Sofer. So if Eretz Yisrael corresponds to the Torah, and every city in Eretz Yisrael corresponds to a different Mitzaya of Torah, then what corresponds to the mitzvos d'rabbanan? Are d'rabbanan part of the Torah? They are. Once the chachamim say you have to keep them, then there's a mitzvah d'arais of lo sasur. So there are mitzvos that are quasi. They're not mamish on the level of d'arais, but we have to observe them. And in a certain sense, they're even more important. Says Reb Wolfson, the mitzvos d'rabbanan are the city of Goshen. By the way, what's the final mitzvah of the mitzvos d'rabbanan? Chanukah. And of course, all the Ramazim to Chanukah are always in the context of the city of Goshen. Goshna, the Bnei Yisachar says, you know, the letters of the dreidel. And by the way, Yaakov Avinu was buried directly from the city of Goshen on Chanukah. So the mitzvahs d'rabbanan correspond to Goshen. Goshen, is Goshen part of Eretz Yisrael? Is it not part of Eretz Yisrael? It is. It's surrounded by Mitzrayim. It's surrounded by Chutzoret, but it's part of the body of Eretz Yisrael. And what about Gaza? Why are we having such a hard time with the city of Gaza? Could it be because the idea of its definitive halachic status is very much roughly biyadeinu? We have a great degree of uncertainty regarding exactly what its halachic status is. The Rambam seems to imply maybe it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. The borders of Eretz Yisrael for Gittin seem to indicate Ashkelon is the southern border. The Marik says it's not. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it is. So what are we waiting for? Maybe Gaza will have to say, Teiko will have to say, you know, Eliyahu HaNavi, he'll be Mevarer the halacha, and then Be'ezus Hashem will be able to have full access. But this is a deeper appreciation of Kedushas HaAretz, as Reb Levi Yitzchak of Bardichev. Shlach lecha anoshim, v'yasuru, not v'yachperu, v'yasuru. V'yasuru is a lashon of Torah. You go into Eretz Yisrael, and you learn the Torah that corresponds to that ear, to that location, and by doing so, you'll be able to maintain full access and sovereignty. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us Yediyas HaTorah B'chol Mekzai Seha, and we should be Zoicha V'shavu Banim L'Gvulam to be able to return to Eretz Yisrael in all of its glory. Thank you very much.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.